Chapter 6. Jesus denounces hypocrisy. Take heed you do not do your good works before men to be seen by them, else you have no reward with your Father who is in heaven. When therefore you do alms, do not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory from men. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you do alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand does, that your alms may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret shall reward you. And when you pray, you shall not be as the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and in the corners of the street, that they may be seen by men. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But you, when you pray, enter into your room, shut your door, pray to your Father who is unseen, and your Father who sees in secret shall reward you. Jesus teaches how to pray. And in praying, do not use vain repetitions as the Gentiles do, for they think that they should be heard for their much speaking. Therefore, do not be like them. Even before you ask him, your Father knows what things you need. In this manner you should pray. Our Father who is in heaven, let your name be glorified. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. More about hypocrisy. Moreover, when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so that their fasting may be seen by men. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But you, when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so you will not be seen by men to fast, but by your Father who is unseen, and your Father who sees in secret shall reward you. Jesus teaches about treasure in heaven. Do not store up for yourself treasures on the earth, where moth and rust consume, and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes, and where thieves cannot break in or steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Jesus teaches about light and darkness. The lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is healthy, your whole body shall be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is the darkness? Jesus teaches about money and possessions. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. Therefore, I say to you, do not be anxious about your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor for your body, what you shall wear. Is not the life more than the food, and the body more than garment? Look at the birds in the sky. They do not sow, nor do they reap, or gather crops into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of much more value than they? Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is here today but tomorrow is thrown in the furnace, will he not more surely care for you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or how shall we be clothed? For the Gentiles clamour for these things, even though your heavenly Father knows you have need of them all. So seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own.